Hey, John, how's it going?
Good.
So, in school, you guys have been studying heroes and heroism, right?
Yeah.
And you were going to go to a movie today at school. Your rest of your class is at a movie, right?
Yeah.
What movie?
The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah, and that was something you didn't want to see for some reason, right?
Right.
Why don't you want to see it?
Because I'm not interested in that movie.
Yeah, something about it upset you. I don't know what it was, but it doesn't matter. No. So I told your teacher, Mr. McDonald, that what we would do is we would talk about heroism. We'd learn about heroism in a different way. And instead of going to the movie as the big sort of culminating thing, which has a hero in it, that's good. Instead, what we would do is we would have a podcast where we talked about about heroes. What's a hero, John?
A hero is when you save someone or not giving up. Save the world or not giving up.
Not giving up. I like that. So you think a lot of heroes are people that do stuff without giving up. They keep trying even if things don't go perfectly. You have to talk, John.
Yes.
You can't nod on a podcast. Don't yell. Look at the level. You see that? So who would you think of as a hero that doesn't give up?
Mark Watney.
Mark Watney. That's pretty good. Who's Mark Watney?
A character of From the Martian?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's certainly the hero of that story. And he didn't give up. What didn't he give up?
By not dying.
Yeah, so he was stranded on Mars, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about that movie on another podcast, right?
Yeah.
So do you think that... So he's one. That's pretty good. He didn't give up. Can you think of another hero that's not given up?
James Bond.
That's not bad. I mean, James Bond, the situation's always bad for James Bond, but eventually things work out for him. Have you seen any James Bond movies lately where he does something very heroic?
Yep, I've seen Skyfall.
Okay.
Where he exploded the house and the helicopter crashed right into it.
Yeah, you're talking to the microphone, John.
Right onto it.
Yeah. So he crashed this helicopter.
No, it wasn't James Bond. The helicopter pilot did.
Oh, okay. Now, do you think of the helicopter pilot as a hero?
No.
Okay. Because he's one of the bad guys, right?
Inspector, James Bond saved the helicopter from crashing in Mexico.
Oh, I see. Oh, so he stopped it from crashing. Well, that's... Now, he put himself probably in great personal danger doing that, right?
Yeah.
So do you think a lot of times that heroes are people that... do things that other people wouldn't do because they're dangerous?
Yeah.
Like who?
Like,
besides James Bond or Mark Watney.
Spider-Man.
See, that's great, because he's a superhero, right?
Yeah.
And why do superheroes do stuff?
Because they save people.
No, that's that you said what they do. Why do they do what they do? What makes them do what they do?
Save the world.
But why do they want to save the world?
Because...
Talk into the microphone.
Because.
Yeah, you know what? Look at that. See the waveform of you saying because? It looks the same all the time. Anyway, it's interesting. I don't think we know why superheroes do things, right?
Don't know.
And a lot of times I think we don't know why people that are heroes do things. James Bond does it because it's his job, right?
Yeah.
Mark Watney did it because he wanted to stay alive, right?
Yeah.
Can you think of other heroes?
Batman?
Well, there's another superhero, sure. I love Batman. It's my favorite superhero. I like Batman because he doesn't really have superpowers. He's just really smart and strong and good at fighting.
He likes to stop Joker from taking over the world in Gotham.
Well, yeah. I mean, and stopping people from doing bad things is one way we can look at heroes, I think. But do you think all heroes are people that just stop bad guys?
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
You think so? Because, I mean, if I was to think of who my heroes are, my heroes are my mom and dad.
Yeah.
My mom and dad never stopped anybody from taking over the world. I put my money on my dad, though, stopping somebody taking over the world when he was alive. And another hero of mine is Charles Darwin.
Yeah.
That's why one of your middle names is Darwin. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You know what Charles Darwin did?
He
talk into the microphone, sir.
Not sure.
Not sure, yeah. Well, he basically discovered evolution by natural selection. He's the father of modern biology, so of biology. So for me, that's why he's a hero. He did something that was different, and it challenged. It went against the grain. It went against what people normally thought. So that's kind of cool.
He challenged and went against the grain.
When I say challenged, people didn't think that all the different species of the world were related. And he figured out where species, different kinds of animals and plants and stuff come from. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it changed all kinds of stuff about how we think about biology and our place in the world. That's pretty cool. Another hero of mine is Pierre Trudeau, who's the father of our prime minister now. And he did all kinds of stuff that was good, I think. A lot of people think, some people don't, but they're wrong, about how the country works. So he did some great stuff too. Who's some of your heroes, John?
Justin Trudeau.
Why Justin Trudeau?
Because he hates Stephen Harper.
I don't know that he hates Stephen Harper. He certainly defeated him. You didn't like Stephen Harper very much?
No.
Why not?
Because he was going to be the prime minister for years and years.
That's as good a reason as any. But hate's a little bit of a strong word. I bet they actually get along just fine. That's at least I always think that about politicians. So you like Justin Trudeau. You think of him as a hero. Who's another one?
Tom Mulcair.
You like Tom Mulcair?
Yeah.
So you're into the politics scene, eh? I didn't realize you were so interested in politics. Got to get a cough button for this thing. Other heroes you might have that say maybe aren't politicians?
Barack Obama.
Oh, he's a politician. And what do you think of, why do you like Obama? That's cool.
Because he's nice.
You think he's nice? I think he's probably nice.
Yeah.
You took some notes on your iPad. You had some people written down. Why don't you pull that up?
Okay.
Because, yeah, we were thinking about this morning. I'm doing sort of an interview of John here. This is the idea, John. This is an interview. This is like the Mark Maron podcast. Hey, folks! Okay, so do you have some people that you think are heroes there?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me.
Hercules.
Hercules, no, he's a great mythical hero, sure. Father, how'd that work? Was his mother a god? A goddess? I can't remember. But certainly hero did some stuff. A hero, Hercules. Who else?
Jesus.
Okay, you know, Jesus was a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he talked about loving peace and love and loving all people. That's pretty nice. That's a pretty good ideal. Has another one. Well, we got another one there?
Me.
Why are you a hero, John?
Because I tell people that they're doing good.
So you try to be nice to people.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good quality in a hero, I think. Who else?
You.
Oh, gee, John. That's very touching. What would make me a hero?
You try to make me calm down.
Well, I'm your dad. That's my job. I do what I can. I do what I can. That's a little uncomfortable, you think, with me as a hero. But it's nice. Do you think that the world needs heroes?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Because I think the world does.
You just said you're flip-flopping, Broadback. Why do you think the world does need heroes or doesn't? I mean, you can choose either side of that.
I think the world does need heroes because they could stop bad people from doing bad things.
Okay, you know that's something. What about? Do you think there are no more heroes left? Like, you talk about people, fake people, like Batman and stuff, Spider-Man. You mentioned some politicians, but do you think we don't have as many heroes as they used to back in the old days, kind of thing?
Your dad?
My dad was a hero, yeah. I said that. So you haven't really thought about that, the idea.
Your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather. I didn't really know him very well. I think I met him once. That I remember, and it's very vague. Your great-grandfather was in World War II. Both your great-grandfathers were in World War II. Yeah. And one of your great-grandmothers.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you think that heroes in books and movies and stuff, do you think that they should be all good and no bad, or do you think that they should sometimes be what's the word I'm looking for? Flawed, like that they're like regular people and they're thrown into things.
No.
No, what do you think? I mean, you think that heroes in books or movies, do you think that they're too perfect?
They're too perfect.
No, do you think that?
I think so.
So would you like your heroes to be a little bit different? A little bit?
A little bit different.
How?
By, I've gotten any thinking.
Yeah, well. Well, think about Batman. He's a superhero, but he certainly is messed up, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think James Bond would get kind of messed up killing all those people all the time? You don't think it would sort of affect him psychologically?
He will never get messed up.
No, because he's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think you have this idealized version, which is okay. Do you think heroes are born or are they made by the event? Like
they're born. Heroes are born.
So you answered that pretty quickly. So you think it's almost like destiny. It's like this guy's going to be a hero. This woman's going to be a hero.
Yeah.
Okay. How about some, you know, all the heroes we've talked about so far? I mentioned my mom, but everybody we've talked about has been a man. What about some woman heroes?
Yeah.
Well, you got any?
No.
You got? You mentioned me. What about your mom?
He's a hero.
She's a she. I wouldn't be calling mom. She's a hero. So you think, I'll tell you, she puts up with you and I, and if anybody can put up with the two of us, that's heroic.
Yeah.
For me, I think, you know about Madame Curie? Marie Curie?
He was a great hero.
No,
she was.
Yeah, she was a scientist.
Yeah.
Two Nobel Prizes, John. Not just one, but two
Nobel Prizes.
Do you know what a Nobel Prize is?
Oh, no. Yeah, Grammy?
It's like a Grammy for science. It's like a Grammy. John, you're the best. Do you think that when you're in school, are there people that you look up to at school?
Yep.
Like who?
Like Superman?
No, I mean people that go to your school. Unless Superman's now at your school, which would be impressive. Is there anybody at your school who you really look up to, who you think is sort of heroic?
Not sure.
No, you're not sure? Okay, that's fine. I mean, you've only been going to school there for a short time. What's the difference between a hero and a regular person?
Superheroes?
No. Don't know about superheroes. Somebody who's an actual, like somebody does something heroic or a hero.
Reborn?
They're reborn. Oh, this is interesting. Now, you said that before you said heroes were born and not made. Okay. So you think heroes, it's almost like they've become a different person when they become a hero then, if they're reborn?
Yeah.
What are some of the other notes you've got written down there in your thing? About heroes, not about your movie ideas. We're talking about one topic today.
What makes a person a hero? What makes a person a hero is not giving up or saving someone.
Okay, that's good stuff. That's that. You know, that's not a bad set of definitions. You know, think about the fireman that came and put the fire out in our house 3 years ago. That's pretty heroic work.
Yep.
You know, well, that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Oh, you know, Mr. McDonald, your teacher.
Yeah.
I told him we were going to do this, and he was very excited about it. So, do you have any messages you want to say to him or to the class? Because maybe your class is going to listen to this.
If you want to listen to my podcast, go to my broken-area.com/thejonathanviles, and you'll see my episode right there.
Indeed. Of course, there's also John's YouTube channel. I know that in the class they watch it. But do you have any nice messages for the class, maybe about their field trip to see the movie today?
So, are you guys ready to see the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2?
Maybe you have a question you want to ask them about the movie.
How is the movie going to go?
Okay, so you want to know if they liked it, or what do you think you would give it out of 5?
5.
You don't even want to see it, so I don't think you'd want to give it 5 out of 5.
One. Which,
yeah, maybe 1, eh? All right, John, this has been pretty good. Do you have anything else, like I said, that you want to say?
We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, everybody. And I thought we'd play a song, and we'd play a David Bowie song called Heroes.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. Thanks, buddy. We'll be right back.
keep us together. We could still die just for one day. We can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? And swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever.